It's 8:55 and the market's back open after the holiday weekend. It looks like wheat is the big mover here in the early going. Here to talk about it is Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. You're right. We are seeing wheat up this morning here, not so much on the corn and beans. They continue to struggle just a little bit here as we start back from the long weekend. We have May corn at 369.5, down a half a cent. May corn at 369.5, down a half a cent. Excuse me, that's July corn at, let's go with December 16 corn at 386.5, down 3/4. May soybeans at 908.5, down 2 cents. July soybeans at 915.75, down 2 cents. November 16 beans at 920.75, that's down 2 cents. May Chicago wheat at 472.5, up 9.5. July Chicago wheat at 479.5, up 8.75. Kansas City May wheat at 480, up 8.25. July Kansas City wheat at 490.5, up 7.75. Over in the livestock markets, April live cattle at 135.72, down 12. June cattle at 125.42, up 5 cents. August cattle at 120.70, that's down 12. April feeder cattle at 155.85, up 2. May feeders at 155.05, also up 2 cents. August feeders at 155 even, up 15. April lean hogs 69.62, unchanged. May hogs at 77.35, up 70 cents. And June hogs are 81.15, up 30 cents. The wheat market helped on by two news factors here this morning. A little dry continued to be in the southern plains. That's continuing to offer a little support here. We'll have weekly wheat ratings out here. Should be sometime next week. Also, the commitment of traders report late last week showed the funds had continued to build to their net short position on wheat, so that's offered a little short covering support here to start the new week. Commitment of traders report also on corn showed that they reduced their net short position slightly from the previous week, and they also added to their net longs on the soybeans. It makes sense since beans have had a nice little bounce here over the last couple weeks. Big news item, of course, this week is a report out on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. USDA will issue its 2016 Prospective Plantings Report and also March 1st Grain Stocks Report. So markets will be talking about that here as the week goes on, preparing for that, positioning their trade here as the week goes on. Export inspections out here this morning at 10 o'clock. Other than that, the news cycle is pretty quiet today with the exception of the commitment of traders report, some moving around of positions there. Outside markets are also fairly quiet here with the equity markets not doing a lot. Crude down just slightly. Dollar also down slightly. Otherwise, news is pretty quiet as the market gets ready for Thursday, Brian, which likely will increase some of the volatility. So we'll have something more to talk about as the week goes on.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day, Brian. Thank you.
You bet. Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, joining us on this Monday. Weather-wise today, cooler temperatures, decreasing clouds with a high of 55 degrees. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, the low 34. Light north winds shift to the east after midnight. Sunny skies for the day tomorrow and a high of 59. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 41. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny in the morning, then skies turn mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And a high of 67 degrees. Rain likely for Wednesday night and could linger into Thursday as well. And then things will cool off a bit. We'll be down in the 50s for Friday and Saturday, and Sunday's high just 49 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.